Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. One of the great historic things that happened in the 2016 elections that got lost in the post-election turbulence over the unexpected Trump victory was that Maine approved a ballot measure to implement ranked choice voting. Voters can rank candidates, first choice, second choice, third choice, instead of just picking one. The method is mathematically more complex, but it eliminates spoilers and expensive runoffs and produces a more accurate picture of who voters think is the absolute best candidate. But Maine's Supreme Court is advising that ranked choice voting violates the state constitution, which stipulates that a winner is whoever receives the most votes, period. The state legislature can now repeal the measure or amend the Constitution, and the whole thing has put Maine Secretary of State Matthew Dunlap on pins and needles. Or maybe it's that he's in the bullpen or the dugout.
Well, election law is a little bit like baseball. There's a rule for everything, but there's a reason for the rule. And in Maine, it's written into our Constitution that state elections are decided by plurality votes. And that's because we had a multi-candidate race in 1879, back when the elections were actually run by the political parties, not by the Secretary of State. And in the constitutional construct of the day, if nobody got 50% plus one in a multi-candidate race, then the legislature would figure it out. The problem was that there was a lot of questions about legislative elections, which allowed for people then to reasonably take up arms and march on the Capitol, and there was a near insurrection. And when it was all settled, the legislature said enough is enough of that, and the Constitution was amended to say that whoever gets the most votes wins the election, whether it's 65% or 35%. That's the problem that ranked choice voting ran into with the Supreme Court, because ranked choice voting allows then multiple rounds of voting. So they said it would unconstitutionally eliminate the person that got the most votes in the first round.
So the state constitution doesn't distinguish between most first place votes and most second or third place votes.
That's correct. It's just who gets the most votes. So the remedy now is for the legislature to contemplate a constitutional amendment. And failing that, there's talk about simply repealing the whole thing and starting over.
How difficult is a constitutional amendment?
In this political climate, it could be a pretty heavy lift. It's not a partisan issue. However, the landscape, Republicans tend to distrust this far more than Democrats do. But Democrats are also split as well. You need a two-thirds majority in each chamber of the legislature to offer a constitutional amendment to the voters, which would then be ratified by a simple majority. It doesn't seem likely, from what I've been hearing in the hallways, that the legislature has a lot of stomach for a constitutional amendment at this time.
If it were implemented in Maine and were successful over a couple of voting cycles, do you think it would catch on nationally?
I think it absolutely would. I mean, this has been one of the challenges of selling it, is that no state is doing it. A few municipalities do it, like our largest city in Maine, Portland, uses ranked choice voting to elect the mayor. And people there do seem to appreciate it, and it doesn't seem to cause difficulties. But they're also all tabulating machines. They don't have to do any hand counting. You know, we have 503 towns in Maine. Almost half of those hand count their ballots. So ranking choices could be very problematic to get results in any quick fashion. And then how do you conduct recounts? And then there's the expense of it. So there's a balance of advantages and disadvantages. Certainly implementation is something we'd have to really work on fairly quickly, and it's still on the books. The Supreme Court decision didn't strike it. It's just an advisory opinion, and that's why the legislature has to act pretty quickly. But if it were implemented and it were successful, I think you'd see it probably take hold across the country.
Matthew Dunlap is Democratic Secretary of State of the great state of Maine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
While our friend, Maine Secretary of State Matthew Dunlap, waits for the wheels of government to turn now that the courts have spoken, Democratic State Senator Kathy Breen from Maine's 25th District is choosing the heavy lift of amending the state constitution in order to allow for the ranked voting system to be used.
Well, we've cleared the first hurdle in that we were able to get the constitutional amendment through the after-deadline bill process. So we've got permission from our leadership to run the bill. And I think that's a good sign that we've already cleared the first procedural hurdle, and now we'll draft it and get it to the Committee of Jurisdiction.
The City of Portland already does this. Does that mean the Portland delegation on both sides of the aisle would probably vote for this?
Well, it's possible, but I think what's really important is that the state of Maine really has a long history of election reform, including the clean election program, and the ranked choice voting system is another way that Maine is leading the country in election reform and trying to develop programs that can reduce partisanship. And that's a big priority in my district. And I think that the voters of Maine have expressed their desire for less partisanship in our voting system. And ranked choice voting is one way to get to that goal.
Do you think there was a way of writing the ballot measure that would have accounted for the court's problem with the sort of most votes question that really dates back to an issue in 1879? Could you have anticipated this and avoided having to go to the state constitution?
I think probably we would have had to go to the state constitution either way. I think really it was more a matter of the sequencing of whether we went to the constitution first and then went to the voters, or went to the voters and then the constitution. Either way, I think that, you know, the voters have spoken and they're interested in ranked choice voting by a 52-48% margin. And especially in my district, it was very popular. So now we'll address the issue of the constitution.
So you're really going to the heavy lift with the voters having spoken as kind of an ace in your back pocket.
That's right. And I think that that's one of the reasons that we were able to get in an after deadline bill, because Maine has a citizen initiated referendum and a balloting process. And those laws that are passed by citizen initiative have the full force of the law that is the same force as a legislative law that's passed. So, you know, it is law right now. And I think that that's one of the reasons that the legislative leadership was interested in having the bill come before the full legislature. And like any other law that we pass, the legislature can also amend or repeal laws. But we are always very, very hesitant to do that when we have a ballot initiative. And in general, the legislature feels that we should honor the will of the voters.
Do you feel this is in the tradition of, and my list here is going to be incomplete, but you know, you've got statesmen who were out of the mainstream, but very much ahead of the country in so many ways. George Mitchell, Olympia Snow, Thomas Eagleton. I mean, there's so many Maine politicians, Angus King, who represent positions that really would move the country forward. Is this in that tradition?
Absolutely. And I would add Bill Cohen to that list. You know, we certainly have a long tradition of Democrats and Republicans who are really, really moderate and pragmatic and really interested in problem solving and not hyper partisanship. So I think the ranked choice voting system is really consistent with that tradition in Maine politics.
First sign that this would, you know, what's your first step along the journey?
Well, the first step happened last week when we got the bill in to be heard this session, and I'll be working with the revisor's office today to get the language finalized. It's not that complicated. And then get it to the committee that works on election issues.
And then after committee, it's two-thirds all the way, right?
That's correct. It needs a two-thirds vote from the legislature, and then it has to go back out to the voters on a referendum.
All right. Senator Breen, thank you so much.
Thank you.